Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. Anything goes right here, but we want to make sure that we grow the African music industry and we build that value chain. So, what do we have today?
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
I'm doing an album review for ML's album Independence Day. ML is from Namibia. She is an amazing person, a musician, an entrepreneur, and she's also really into international business and just Namibia in general. She loves a country, talks about a country, does so much for a country. So I thought, why not review her latest album, which was released a few weeks ago? And on top of that, she's been on the African Music Industry podcast. She was one of the first interviews that I did last year. So you know the deal. I've got nothing but love for ML.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
From the onset, ML went on an offensive on the title track of the album. An example of the lyrics on this song goes as follows. The window of change is in the stock exchange. What's freedom if I don't get the cheese? I ain't trying to chase. I'm starting from the base. Those few lines really hit me because Africans in general, we don't talk about or even consider things like investing. Mentioning stock exchange guans in our lyrics as musicians is stuff that we don't normally do. So here on the first line of the album, ML says the window of change is in the stock exchange. For some, it may fly over their heads, but for me, this was setting the tone for the entire album. But also, I think it was ML's intent for the future of Namibians to say, hey, I want Namibians to be privy to the fact that there's so much more we could do in terms of making our money go longer than it does at the moment. ML looks at economic prosperity as a way to emancipate an entire nation, not just the elite. So the substance here is immense. And imagine, this is only the first song. One of the best songs on the Independence Day project is a single that has been doing the rounds for quite a while. It's called These Beats featuring Victor Juice Boy. The chorus goes like this. If these beats ain't gonna touch my soul, I ain't doing them. If these lyrics ain't gonna shift my mind, I ain't singing them. If this rhythm ain't gonna move my heart, I ain't dancing it. Again, powerful music. Powerful music. This song is a prayer to God to keep getting strength to be positive and to influence others positively using music as a tool to build. You get songs such as Hardworking Woman, which celebrates how women play such a phenomenal role in all societies. And it has that pom-pom sound, which is popular among West African Afrobeats. And ML proudly proclaims herself as a feminist. And this is when it hit me. You know, ML would do amazing as a corporate ambassador for any brand or even the Namibian government. Think when companies, women's rights organizations, or NGOs are coming up with a program of events that need both live entertainment and a guest speaker. ML is someone who could do that. She's so passionate about women, business, and growing Namibia so much that her music frequently makes reference to these topics. It's really, really refreshing. The song Ngeno featuring Miss Rose is very Namibian in its core. That sound going on traditional sounds from the way it was sung and the overall composition with a bit of a modern twist. Songs like these show the deep connection between a musician and their culture, of which ML is no exception. Not many have this gift and not many can execute it as well as it was done here. The Independence Day album is 16 tracks, so I really won't go through each one, but the themes on this album are very distinct. Most should be able to pick up on the themes, including LGBTQ rights, poverty, corruption, war, economic emancipation, history, and more. ML even has a song dedicated to the president of Namibia, Dr. Hage Geingob.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
One of the intricate details on Independence Day is concerning the cultural undertones. These are present all over this album through the lyrics and the music. It's an important signature of her uniqueness, like I said before. The pacing on Independence Day was quite good, with much of it being, I would say, semi-slow and mid-tempo. Never too fast, never too slow. And the mixing and mastering were uniform throughout the project, which was pretty cool. I never thought I would say this, but Independence Day is the kind of album that the Namibian government or education ministry could build a campaign on as a soundtrack for ads, videos, and even do a school tour, a university tour around the country. I can say there's no album I've heard from any independent artist for that matter that is so well positioned to align with the role of government without actually being done by government or sponsored by government. That's the key right here. It's all natural for ML, and she really thrives on being true to herself, which is very important and evident in her music.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Where I think the previous album, The Diplomat, fell short is that it was a collection of singles, so it was very experimental, and I think ML was finding a voice and true sound. At the same time, the singles on The Diplomat, which were collected to make an album, actually spanned a number of years, so the sound sometimes leaned more towards an era gone compared to what was in at the time. On Independence Day, however, which is the current album, the album flows a lot more as a project that was conceptualized to be one story, chapter by chapter, or rather song by song. Everything feeds into what is coming. This is what makes Independence Day ML's best album to date, and clearly my favorite. She manages to be herself, the multifaceted music and people-loving entrepreneur who is out to build Namibia and ultimately Africa. This album says that through and through. For ML's brand to be distinctly multifaceted in this manner and not be confusing should be a music business case study. ML is proof that you don't necessarily have to fake it to make it in the African music industry. You can be you, and you can make it being you. There's not much more I could say about it. This is a good album. And the album cover is actually pretty cool with the artwork going on. Check that out too. But anyway, listen to Independence Day by ML on your favorite streaming platform, or get in touch with her. Her handle is AAMEML. That's on Twitter and Facebook. And when you do listen to Independence Day, prepare to be wowed by the high points and ML's overall selflessness in making her music about the people than herself.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.